The 2021 Ballykeel Estate Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon from Fairfield, California, comes in with a back label that actually tries to be helpful, refreshing. It gives a nice, brief description and even tells you the exact vineyard source. Block A, 6.9 acres of Clone 337. I don't know about you, but that sounds less like a vineyard and more like something you'd hear whispered during a tour of a special farm. I half expected the next line to say, "Ask for Dave behind the barn." But no, just good old-fashioned wine info, which I'll take over poetry about moonbeams any day. Then we get to the aging. 24 months in French oak puncheons. Puncheons. Of course, because barrels were just too mainstream. I had to look it up mentally and decided it probably means big fancy barrels. Either way, it worked. The wine came out smooth, balanced, and thankfully not tasting like I licked an oak stump. First glass, legitimately good. This one hits that sweet spot of medium puckery-ishness. Yes, we're still calling tannins that. A solid medium plus body. And good fruit without going overboard into sugar bomb territory. It finishes clean, hangs around just long enough to remind you it's there, and then politely exits without wrecking your palate. Basically, it behaves better than most people at a dinner party. Paired it with leftover tri-tip steak, and suddenly I looked like I knew what I was doing. And now, the part that makes this whole thing borderline ridiculous. $7.99. That's not a typo. That's buy more than one and pretend you're stocking a cellar pricing. Absolute score. I'm already planning a return trip to see if there are any bottles left, because wines like this tend to disappear fast. Probably into the carts of other winos, who also recognize a good thing when they accidentally find it.